Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. Squad is going to get the realness. But y'all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pitched him the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skills and talent to guests all from different places. All are welcome, different views, different races. Here's the top that's intriguing, we yawn. That it's Real Talk Radio, the best one's doing.
My. Wow. You are not dreaming. This is really happening. Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. Man, it's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've been able to get on these airwaves and, talk that talk and, give my dedicated listeners, something to discuss, something to debate, you know what I mean? You know how we do on It's Real Talk Radio. Ah, man, so much been going on. For anybody who was looking to catch the last show that I had scheduled, apologies for that. It never aired. It was like a lot of stuff going on. And truth be told, I think I actually forgot that it was scheduled. And then I probably was busy that day. And by the time I realized it, it was after the airing time of that show. So it was just like a blank show, with nothing. You know what I mean? So when you look it up, actually, the one cool part is if you do a blank show, you never call in, when you go to the site, it won't show it. But for those who follow my show and get the notification every time I set a new show and was looking to catch that one, yeah, my bad, man. It's been crazy, man. It's just been, I got an interesting discussion tonight. And, yes, I'm by myself tonight, which, is typically unlike me, but I'll explain all of that, in a few. But I am by myself, riding dolo tonight, and, I'm ready to, just give y'all an update on what's been going on with me. Now, looks like the last official show that I actually had was on June the 5th. It is July 24th, almost 2 months ago. And I'm going to be totally honest. I miss doing this. I miss being on here, giving y'all something to, to discuss, debate. You know what I mean? Whether y'all agree or disagree, creating dialogue is the objective, you know what I mean, and, coffee shop, locker room, type of discussions, you know what I mean, but discussions you can sit and have with your partner and say, what if you did that, or what if I did that, you know what I mean, just have these discussions, and, just trying to, I always say this, try to figure out each other better, because a man never knows what it's like to be a woman, and a woman never knows what it's like to be a man. So that's a lot of times, a lot of the discussions on the show is based around that, you know, and like the dating, the relationship type of topics are, you know, definitely one of the, you know, favorite, you know, one of my favorites to cover. But tonight we're talking about hidden speed cameras and toll booths and how it's a scam, you know, so we're going to get into that, you know. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a song, right? Then I'm going to get myself together real quick. And I actually was supposed to add 10 Eastern time, but, you know, I had to get my grub on. Then I had to get outside and get some fresh air. There's been so much going on. So, you know, but I was not going to. There's been a lot of, like, stuff going on where I would, like, postpone the show, postpone it again. Like, there's so much going on. But I said, you know what? Tonight I am not postponing anything. I am having this discussion. I don't care if I'm by myself, which I am. I don't care if I got to make it later than what was expected, which it is. Supposed to have been 10 p.m. Eastern time. It's 11 p.m. Eastern time. And nonetheless, here I am, man, and I'm here to talk that talk. You know how I rock, man. It's your boy, Tay Real. It's Real Talk Radio. We're going to play some music for you real quick, and when I come back, it is really time to get it popping. Like, it's on. It's Real Talk Radio. Your boy, T. Real. I'm back.
Free Remy.
Word.
You know what? Free Remy. Fuck you, Free Remy.
Fuck Nicki Minaj.
Are you dumb?
You a pink diamond chicken wing chain.
Are you dumb?
You had a leopard beehive
on
your
Minaj.
Head.
Are you dumb?
Are you forgetting that I pressed you before, bitch?
Fuck Nicki Minaj.
I fuck with your soul like she the.
Will.
You ain't the queen, I'll show you.
Nah.
Like on your ass and belly.
You.
I prove you lost and ready.
They told you your whole career I'd come home and kill you, right?
I told you I wasn't talking about your dumb ass. It looks stupid. You literally got a dumb ass talking prey. And we all know that you dumb ass. You get donkey at a day. Yeah, you dumb ass. Let's be honest. You stole that line about bitches being your sons. How you take my 09 jail tweet and run? Talking about bringing knives to a fight with guns. When the only shots you ever took was in your buns. And I saw Meek at All Star. He told me your ass dropped. He couldn't fuck you for 3 months because your ass dropped. Now, I don't think I understand how bad her ass got. The implants that she had put in her ass popped. I was like, damn, 90 days and you couldn't have boxed. Did she at least compensate for giving you mad top? Her name Minaj, right? She ain't throw you some bad thoughts. He said, nah, that's when I knew you was really a trash box. You was screaming Free Remy when I was upstate doomed. But now that say Free Remy, you don't sing the same tune. Lock me up, throw away my keys, throw away my weed. Snatch me from my son, raised to the back. State green, daily news, her career's over. She was kind of stupid, but you saw an opportunity because you were opportunist. Left your day one because you heard he was on some cheap shit. Then got with the dude that told you on some freak shit. But what happened to Omeka? Nah, on some G shit. Left him and took a pic with the dude he had beef with. And we all know it was the beef that you started. Pillow talking out of your ass, this bitch retarded. Now you gotta die. You dearly departed. Bloodbath when I catch you, a real red carpet. Now what I'ma do, I'ma just stick to the facts. Been so scared of my future, got this bitch going backwards. Been through mad fools, you disloyal, you hoochie. Now all of a sudden you back with Drake and Tucci. After you said you sucked his dick, you back with Gucci. Who next, Puff, Zeb, or 50? You an A-list groupie. And to be the queen of rap, you gotta actually rap. The whole industry know that your shit is a rap. No, to be the queen of rap, you can't have a ghostwriter. And that's why this is my house, Flow Rider. Niggas done seen Drake penning, Wayne penning. And since your first boyfriend left, bitch ain't winning. You an internet troll, a web browser. I'm sorry, you can't get it online without Safari. Mentioning guns, you pussy galore, James Bond. Only time to touch the triggers when you fuck Trey Songz. Cokehead, you cheated on your man with Ebro. I might leak the footage of you slipping them ski slopes. They gassing you up, but you been on E, though. Pills and potions, yup, you been on E, ho. Got your ghostwriters back, so you think think you lit. Rimbalushi, I'm a Ghostbuster, bitch. I'm supposed to be scared cause you brought your Barbie chain back. I reverse the ante up, you'll get your Barbie chain gap. Try to front in February, catch you in that Maybach. Show you how to use your name, you be using your name whack. I'm saying, how you mix Nicki with a Minaj? I'ma park this bitch, put Nicki in the garage. I'm getting money like Nicki Bonds, I'm the big homie. I responded in less than 48 hours. Nick knows he getting close like Nick Jonas. Gripping the gauge, then blaze off, face off, bitch. Nicolas Cage, you animated like Nickelodeon. You fake bitch, only the kids believe in you. You Saint Nick, now when I shoot Nick at night, they won't understand it. I'm wildin' out, bout to hit Nick with the cannon. How are you on the VMAs, acting like you hood? Way across the stage, talking about Miley was good. That's Hannah Montana, she was always happy. You only fronted on Mariah, cause Mariah don't carry. Tried to disrespect Taylor, cause Taylor wasn't swift enough. Pillsbury dough girl, when you picked the biscuit up. And jealous, bitch, you was happy when they took me. Best thing ever happened to you is when they booked me. You said you never fuck Wayne, how stupid I look, B. Get the picture, I'll expose you, I'm kind of a bully. You name yourself Nicki Lewinsky, the mind of a rookie. Cause you was sucking his dick and now he tired of your nookie. You claim you never fucked Drake, now that's where you took me. You fucked the whole empire, who you trying to be, Cookie? Boogie down Bronx, I come out of the boogie to let you know. Real bitches never lie on their pussy and stop talking numbers. You signed a 360 deal through Young Money, through Cash Money, through Republic, which means your money go through five niggas before you touch it. Any videos, promotions come out of your budget. Endorsements, touring merchandise, they finger fuck it. You make like 35 cents off of each ducket. I own my master's, bitch, independent. So for every sale I do, you gotta do like 10. Stop comparing yourself to Jay, you not like him. You a motherfucking worker, not a boss like Grim. You're done, some pop chicks ain't get the news yet. Bitch, I pop chicks, yeah, and I'm the new vet. I kill rappers, and you good as dead, bitch. Talking shit about me to a deaf bitch. And usually, I have sympathy for them pair, but not when you hard to hear and from untreated gonorrhea. But you point your fingers at me, I'm the bad girl, and she the one out here misleading the black girls. All these fake asses influenced by that girl, dying from bot surgeries with a sad world. But before the butt job, you was a SpongeBob, sucking cops for records, captain of the cum squad. And I got a few words for the moms of the young bobs. Guess who supports a child molester? Nicki Minaj. Do you pay for your brother's wedding? That's hella foul. How you spend money to support a pedophile? He a walking dead man sending threats to him. I guess that's why they call you Barbie, you is next to kin. Talking about your money long and your foreign sick. Why you ain't help your bro hottest come from foreign sick? You probably somewhere overseas, foreign sick. Thought you could fuck with me by foreign sick. Meek, Drake, Safari, I see men in your pants. We call that Jelani, get it? See men in your pants, I got trigger fingers, you got bitter fingers. Yeah, you must think you Drake and I'm Twitter fingers. VH1, watch this. You just got bodied by a loving hip-hop bitch. Don't ever in your fucking life play with me. That's on the set. You tried it on the Ray Sherman record. You tried it on your little freestyle. They was both duds, just like every other one was duds. Just like this last one was a dud. But what you're not gonna do is keep subbing me. Pun. I sent a fucking headshot. You dead, bitch. Will not lose.
Wow, man, you know, you go a while without hearing Sheetha, and you kind of forget, like, how ill of a diss track that was. Like, I'm going to really have to put that in my top 20 all time, like, maybe even top 10. Like, it is that dope. Like, it might have to be top 10. Man, I forgot that. Oh, my goodness, that is sick, man. That chick can really rap, man. Really, 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 really rap. Yeah, man, so, yeah, man, I'm back, man. Now, as promised, shout out to my dedicated listeners, man. Like, y'all don't even know how much, like, I appreciate y'all, man. Like, and I don't know how many of my dedicated listeners are hearing this, because for me to not have aired in nearly 2 months, you know, y'all probably went a few weeks without me airing and just started doing other stuff and haven't been looking. But, you know, hopefully you'll check for me. You'll see this. You'll see this this topic, and you'll realize that I'm back like I never left. And, you know, you'll click it and you'll tune in, and that way you'll get caught up to speed. Now, for those who have been following It's Real Talk Radio, which is my platform, since 2013 when I first started, you know that you know, I have a partner in crime by the name of Nizzy Nay. That's my homie. Like, even outside of doing this show, that's someone who I consider to be a friend of mine's, show or no show, you know. And, you know, typically, like, all else fails, it's me and Nizzy. You've seen us go through many, you know, co-hosts, you know, throughout the years. We've tried different things. We've had different experiments. We've, you know, we tried this, we tried that. We tried giving people their own show. We've had people come on our show. You know, we just tried different ways. We tried different things. And you go and look, and here's an announcement of a new host, a new host joining the team. Then you don't hear them no more. I mean, basically, to us, let's just talk about it. There's no sugarcoating tonight. So, first, as far as, all right, let's start with Nizzy. Now, like I said, Nizzy is a friend of mine's, and, you know, without Nizzy Nay, this show would not have been able to be what it has been over the years, because I really needed her. Like, she's helped me make a number of decisions. She's helped me as far as financing the show. She's made she's helped me make some decisions. She's made decisions herself, and, you know, things like as far as, like, what we're going to do, what guests we're going to bring on, how we're going to approach this, like, all of that, you know what I mean? So I owe Nizzy a lot, because without her, I wouldn't have all these shows. I probably wouldn't even have been interested in continuing to pursue it, you know, if I didn't have a partner in crime to really help get this situation started, you know what I mean? So I can, like, really, because it's not, like, when you're first starting out, it's not that exciting to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do a radio show and I'm going to just be by myself the whole time. You know what I mean? When you got a partner that's there, that's helping make decisions and everything, and can be the voice. Like, I think every radio host needs an opposite sex co-host, because you need both sides, both perspectives. And that's what Nizzy Nay provided. You know what I mean? Many laughs and moments, and we got over 300 shows. Pick and choose your moment. Scroll through the archives. It's realtalkradio.com. You know what I mean? Scroll through the archives, and you'll see it, man. Yeah, just everything we've done, we talked about. And it's just about anything you can think of. You know what I mean? And you'll see moments where we kind of, like, fell off for maybe a few weeks or a month, and then, boom, we back again. Because the real life be happening. At the end of the day, this show, though I love to do it, it doesn't, you know, keep the lights on or anything. And it doesn't, you know, take the kids to and from school and stuff like that. So the real life stuff has to come first. You know what I mean? So, basically, Nizzy had a lot going on in her personal life, with her job, you know what I mean, relationship, and, you know what I mean, just, you know, kind of, I guess, you know, between the job, and she had got a promotion, and, you know what I mean, she, you know, got a relationship, and just, you know, things going on, and it was a burden on her to participate every weekend to, like, kind of, you know, have that burden of needing to tune in every week while working long hours and not being home a lot because she's moving and she's, you know what I mean, just moving around, you know what I mean? Got to settle what I do, whatever, whatever. Just living life, you know, doing what makes her happy, you know what I mean? And, you know, it just became overwhelming, you know? It's overwhelming for her, you know what I mean? And she just needed to just be able to do her and Usa. Like, you know, 5 years of doing a show, and it's not like it's like the Breakfast Club or something where it's like we just blew up and making all this money or something like that. I'm sure that would have definitely motivated her to stay. But just too much going on with her personal life. She must have had time, you know what I mean, to herself. I'm sure she want to have some babies, you know what I mean. She got a lot of responsibility at her job, being like, you know, being involved in management and everything. And so we had a talk, and she let me know what it was. She kept it 100 that, you know, she wasn't going to continue to be a part of it because it's just too much. It's too much of a burden. You know what I mean? And, you know, I can do nothing but respect that. You know what I mean? 5 years, like, how many people you know would stay a part of something for 5 years and it's not keeping their lights on? Like, and it's something they have to do, a responsibility every week for 5 years. You know what I mean? So I can only tilt my hat to it, give her credit. All the other people that was involved was a short, for the most part, you had a few people that stayed some months, you know, and then Rat, you know, she stayed for a whole year, which I appreciated her for that, you know, but for the most part, it was like, you know, short stays. People come for 3-5 shows. Some people did one show, never came back, all types of stuff. You know, and so here's the thing. Like, when you ask somebody to come join your platform and you're not able to, you know, financially compensate them, but you want them to come on every week, unless they're very passionate about it and they believe in your movement and really, like, feel like this is really just something that they don't care, rain, sleet, or snow, money, no money, they want to do this, they're passionate, you know what I mean? It's good luck, good luck. You know, and that's something I realized a long time ago, but I still would try. You know, I'll bring different people on and, you know, introduce them and have them rock out, but, you know what I mean? Hey, I'm like this, I can't pay you and I ain't even making no money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's doing this for the passion, for the love, you know, for me. You know what I mean? And I can't pay you. Like, you know what I mean? So, and it's like, people say, oh, it's cool, I don't care about that, it's just a perfect platform and it can help me excel what I got going on and all that. And then they do some shows and then they just disappear. And most of the people, see, I never like got to get into this stuff, and we will still get into tonight's topic, but I'm just going to like put it out there. I'm just going to put it out there. Why not? I'm going to just put it out there. You know what I mean? Like most people, they don't really give you a heads up. Like, you know, they won't, like, they'll be like this. They'll join the show. They'll do, let's say, 3 shows. And then they just won't show up the next week and then won't answer the phone or won't respond to the text. Like, instead of, like, resigning properly, like saying, hey, I don't think I'll be able to do it. Now, some people have done that. I'm not going to lie. But for the most part, people would just stop participating. Like, that's why you'll notice, you'll go through archive shows, you'll see where this person is a host for a while and then they're just gone magically. You know what I mean? And I'm like, well, I'm not going to give you a going away, you know what I mean? Like, a going away party, like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to, like, pay tribute to you or homage to you and you just was unprofessional and just left without saying anything, just was a no card, no show, and gave me a hard way to go. Because I try to keep it professional. Like, I have weekly conferences with my staff, try to get on the same page. What are we going to talk about? What's been going on? I mean, I really try, y'all. Like, I promise y'all, I really, really try. I mean, the interview process, like, I've had people interviewing people for me, then I would do the second interview, like, all of that. You know what I mean? Like, people sending resumes, like, all of that, man. I really tried. But, you know, once again, you know, the only thing I can offer you is the platform and say you can do, speak how you speak, say what you feel, and here's your, you got a voice, but I can't say this is how much I'm paying you. And because of that, I think that really, like, makes people not take it as serious. And it's just, like, crazy, because to me, I'm like, man, I would be professional regardless of anything. I would personally appreciate the opportunity someone provides me where I can have my, you know, like, they're producing the show. All I got to do is show up every week. And I'm a part of what we talk about. It's not like that person saying, hey, that's what we're talking about. It's like we vote on what we're going to talk about. And then we have that discussion. You know what I mean? Something that the whole staff is interested in. And, you know, somebody's already producing this. So you don't have to do anything. You don't have to physically come anywhere. All you got to do is call in and just speak your mind. You know, just be a part of the conversation. That's it. And, you know, the show's archived. It's good. Once we finish airing live, you know, people can go back and listen anytime they want. And it's like, man, like, I wish somebody would have offered me that opportunity. Like, I never really got that opportunity from, you know what I mean? I never really got that opportunity like that. Like, the opportunity I try to provide other people. And it's like, they obviously don't appreciate it because they just leave me high and dry. And that's why you go and look. I'm just airing it out tonight. Like, why not? I'm over here by myself. And why not just get to it? So, because y'all my listeners, I want y'all to understand what's been going on. And if you're new to, my platform, you're probably not going to, like, hardly know or care what I'm talking about. But if you've been following me for quite some time, then you'll, like, get like, ah, that's why, like, you know, you go and look and the dynamics of the show change, you know, like, the voices, the people you hear, you know what I mean? With different people bring different personas, you know what I mean? Different swaggers. So you go and look at the whole swag and the move, the mood of the show changing, everything. It's just, all right, that person's gone now, but now it's back to me and Izzy again. You know what I mean? Times when Izzy say, okay, now I can kind of step back and fall back behind the scenes and let this person host or whatever. I've even tried to fall back behind the scenes and let somebody host. And it might happen for a short period of time. It just never, you know what I mean? It just never fell through, like, long term. And here we are now, you know. Nizzy, you know, stepped down. And I tried to bring other people on. It just has not worked. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I realized, like, I am all I got. Nizzy was somebody I could definitely rely on, but she had stepped down. And she did it in a gracious way. I appreciate her for that. But nonetheless, the fact remains that I'm here by myself now. And I got to just, you know what I mean, figure this thing out. Like, I'll continue to, like, try to get interesting guests. You know what I mean? I'm working on something that would be really special. You know, I ain't going to say too much because nothing is etched in stone. I'm actually working on something. I'm working on something. But I'm going to tell y'all that, man, if this falls through, if what I plan falls through, I'm telling y'all, it's going to be so epic. It's going to be by far the most epic thing I've ever done on the show. Like, y'all going to love it. Y'all going to appreciate it. And y'all going to see that, like, you know, this is like, you know, this is what I do. You know what I mean? And y'all gonna remember, like, yo, this is that same Tay that been bringing us content weekly for 5 years. Like, I'm still passionate about it and everything. You know, but it's just like personal life and things going on behind the scenes. You know what I mean? My partner in crime stepped down. Nobody I can count on as far as co-hosts. I'm by myself, y'all. And it's been tough. It's been really tough. But I have missed, you know, being a voice for y'all. And I will, you know, do my best to try to, like, you know, start coming on consistently again. You know what I mean? Like, I give y'all my word on that. I'm going to definitely try to, like, you know, I got to get things in order. I got to get some things in order. But mark my words, once I get some things in order, you can expect to, like, you know, start you know, hearing a lot more from me. And also, I'm trying to get the YouTube popping too. I got the It's Real Talk Radio YouTube page where I have a breakdown, some discussions that we had. You know, you can't put no 2 hour discussion on YouTube. Nobody wanna listen on nothing for YouTube for 2 hours unless it's highly intriguing, maybe a movie or a celebrity that's really, really talking about something epic or something. But for the most part, like, 2 hours YouTube, nah, you got to break it down. So I will never put, like the whole show. What I'll do is I'll put a portion of the show that was intriguing. I'll break it down in parts or whatever and put it on YouTube like that. You know what I mean? But also, I want to do some separate content for YouTube. So it was like, all right, well, you got this on YouTube, but you can, like, little 10, 15-minute segments, and then you can come on here, itsrealtalkradio.com or blogtalkradio.com/tateRail for, you know, the actual full 2-hour podcast, weekly podcast. Of course, you got iTunes and Stitcher as well that you can catch our podcast on. And I realized that our podcast is even on some other sites that I didn't even know, that I didn't put it on there myself, but I don't care. It's free, like, you know, it's free marketing. So even though I don't think I get the views for it when people click it, but at least people are being aware that, hey, this show exists, but this guy is talking about something. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. So, like, I just wanted to, like kind of just give y'all, like, a briefing. And it wasn't really much brief about it, but I need to, like, really fill y'all in. You know what I mean? Because this stuff been going on. I just ain't, like, you know, I don't like really, like, airing people out. I don't like feeling like I'm airing somebody out of my platform after they, you know, was gracious enough to come on and be a part and everything. But at the end of the day, this is It's Real Talk Radio. And how could I call it that if I'm not being real with y'all? You know what I mean? And the fact that there's so much inconsistency in the show, I got to let y'all know, like, y'all, like, you know what I mean? Y'all are, like, you know, like extended family. You know what I mean? I got to let y'all know because y'all supporting me by listening, by clicking, by liking and leaving, you know, feedback and positive feedback and, you know, being a part and calling in, all of that stuff. You know what I mean? Being in the chat room, like, all of that. You know, so I feel like I owe y'all that for me being, you know, absent so long. You know, but yeah, man, I'm here by myself, y'all, and it might be like that for quite some time. Who knows? It might just be like that from now on. I mean, who knows? I can't predict the future. Like, would I like to have another co-host? Yes, but they would need to be, like, I would want it to be like a long-term thing, not a short-term of trying this out for one or two shows and then disappear. You know what I mean? Somebody that's really passionate, understanding that I can't pay you. I'm not making money. Now, we get some sponsorships popping and some money start flowing in, and of course, I'm breaking bread. Not the record state. I am breaking bread. But I don't got none of that right now, so I can't pay you. Like, I have to understand, like, Nitsy stepped down. Like, I have to fund the show now. I have to fund it myself. I can't pay you, but I'm paying already for the show to exist because the account ain't free. You know what I mean? So I can't pay you. I'm not making no money. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's like a person has to be, like, passionate, dedicated, not care about the money, but more so about the platform, the opportunity, because we meet people, we interview and chop it up with all, like, the opportunities are endless. You know what I mean? Like, the opportunities are endless. You know, you can meet so many people and you can network and build, and it's great opportunities if you're not thinking about just dollar signs. Understand? If you got to eat, you got to eat. You got to do what you got to do. I don't knock you if you can't participate, if, you know what I mean, you're not getting compensated. But at least be upfront about it. Don't act like you wouldn't and then do a show or two and then not show up. So unprofessional, man. Like, shout out to everybody that's ever part of the show. But if you were part of the show and you exited without giving a 2 weeks notice, without coming to me and talking to me straight up, you know what I mean? Like, it's just unprofessional, very unprofessional. And I would rather do the show by myself than have somebody on the show that's going to be unprofessional, you know what I mean? That's not going to keep it real, you know what I mean? That's not going to just appreciate and embrace the opportunity. Like, I'd rather do it by myself, you know? So with that said, I mean, like, you know, if you know somebody who you feel as though is, like, this person is funny, or they're a great, like, you know, they do great speeches, whatever. You know what I mean? They would make a great host or co-host or whatever. You know, feel free to send a recommendation my way. It's realtalkradio@gmail.com. That's how you can find the Facebook, and that's how you can just email me directly, and I'll check it out. You know what I mean? But I'm raising the bar. I'm setting a standard. You know, if I don't feel like the person is really in it for the long haul, really just down and just really want to do this, like, if I don't feel excitement from them, like, oh, man, I can't wait to do this. This is crazy. I've always wanted to. Oh, man. If I don't feel the excitement and I don't like the answers I get to some of my questions, I'm not bothering. You know what I mean? So I just really wanted to put that out there. And I know it's like, you know, long-winded, repetitive. I'm on here by myself. I'm not used to this. You know what I mean? I'm really just trying to put it out there, let y'all know what's going on, let y'all know how I feel, no holding back. You know what I mean? Why have I been absent so long? You know what I mean? Stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, I would expect that, you know, at some point in time, I could see me, like, definitely getting Nizzy on to come on as a guest, you know, at some point, like, to come on as a guest co-host or whatever, but I won't hold my breath, you know what I mean? I think it'll happen, but when, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, she just left, and I need to give her time to exhale and do what she need to do. You know what I mean? But there's other people I built relationships with where, you know, they could possibly come back on as, like, guest co-host for the night, stuff like that. And I'm just really grinding, trying to figure this thing out. But like I said, I got something I'm working on right now, and if this lands, this is going to be so big. I wish I could tell y'all, but I can't, because it just wouldn't be appropriate, because nothing is etched in stone yet. I didn't even make the move yet that I want to make. I just thought about it and said, yeah, I'm going to make that move. But, I mean, the jury hasn't even started deliberating yet, so we surely don't have a verdict. You know what I mean? So, you know, as that develops, and once I get closer to getting that situation, like, really where it needs to be, I'll inform y'all, you know. Yeah, man, so being on here talking about yourself for an extended period of time is a lot. It takes a lot of energy. It's not really much time to breathe, because you don't want just dead silence, and you don't have anybody else to start talking. It just takes a lot of energy. Oh, man. We will get to a nice topic. Hidden speed cameras, toll booths, it's a scam, y'all. Like, oh, man, I kind of wish I didn't spend so much energy on, you know, catching y'all up on what's going on and how I feel and everything, because I feel like a lot of that energy I should have saved for this, because now, like, I already had a long day, and now I'm starting to, like, feel like I'm turning down, and I still need to have the actual topic for the night, you know, which is hitting speed cameras and toll booths, not catching y'all up on what's going on with me. Okay. So, how do I even put this into words? Like, it really irritates me, like, to, like, the eighth degree. The fact that we as citizens, United States citizens, have to deal with this whole toll booth thing and speed cameras, hidden speed cameras at that. Where do I even start? I'll start with the toll booths, because I mean the speed cameras, I have a lot more criticism on that. My thing with the toll booths, right? First of all, I mean, prices vary, and, like, you go and look, like, you'll go to a toll booth, right? And it was like, all right, it's $3, $3, and then, of course, when you come back, it's $3 again. But let's say you don't go down that road for, like, you know, a few years, right? And you come back to that road, and that was, like, $5.50, and you're like, what? I got to pay $5.50? Like, what? Just to go from one part of my city to the other part of my city, like, the city and state I grew up in, like, I had to pay, and I had to pay all this money? Why? Like, where's the logic in that? Oh, but they needed to fix the road, man. I guess it all depends on where you live. I know my city. Listen, now, I live in Beemore. Like, the city is tore up. Now, understanding that, you know, here on the East Coast, we deal with the weather and the salt trucks and stuff. Got to, you know, put the salt down because it's, you know, snowing and sleeting and all that stuff during the winter months. And then you can't have people sliding and having accidents and being severely injured and all that stuff. So you got to put the salt down, then it messes the street up. I understand that. But I'm like, yo, at the end of the day, you know, people pay taxes too. You know what I mean? And it's like, I know I got some portion of everything goes to everything. And it's like, man, whatever, man. Like, y'all don't need to, like, even if y'all going to have toll booths, first of all, y'all don't need to have them. Like, y'all don't have to, like, tax us, like, just to ride from point A to point B. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't. But if you're going to do it, you surely don't have to make it $5, $7. I was reading where in some places, like, $8. Like, what? Like, as high as $8? Like, can you imagine $8 each way? Like, come on, y'all. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, it's getting higher and higher. You know, our streets still be banged up, though. Messed up. But you're saying, oh, well, this is for, like, the maintenance for, like, the streets and stuff. But the streets banged up. The bridges are still messed up. The bridges are still, like, you know, under maintenance. Like, it just be frustrating, y'all. I really, really do. Because at the end of the day, it's like, we all just getting to how we live. Most of us, the average person is just getting by. Like, who got, like, $5, $7 to go through a toll booth every time? And, like, what if you got there, like, you know, plenty of people get in a situation where, like, they didn't realize, like, oh, man, I know it was that much. Well, I didn't mean to come. Like, I meant to get off an exit earlier. Now I'm stuck going through this toll booth. And, oh, I ain't got no money no more. Okay, well, you're going to send it. You're going to mail it to me. It's like, oh, okay, now I got to remember. I got this, like, toll booth ticket in the mail. Because if I don't pay it, now I go look and there's a boot on my car. My license suspended. And it's like, I'm not, like, out of towner. Like, if my license plates say the same state that this toll booth is in, like, I shouldn't even have to, like, pay or at least get a discount half off or something. Like, where's the logic? Like, ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous on such a massive scale. I don't even know how to put it into words. We're going to come back to that. Now, these hidden speed cameras. Now, listen, y'all. Now, I know a lot of y'all probably been through this. You know, I know there's probably hidden speed cameras in every state in the country, right? And if you're lucky, your city or town or county or whatever may not have hidden speed cameras. But, well, we have them. We have them in Maryland. And, yes, we do. We definitely have them. And recently, I got caught by one. But here's the thing. Like, I don't speed. I am a very, like, rational driver. Like, I ain't gonna say I always do the speed limit, but I'm not really hardly ever doing more than, like, 5 over the speed limit. Now, the law states that you have to be going at least, what, 12 miles over the speed limit to get fined by these speeding by these hidden speed cameras. And the street that they're saying I was on, I'm like, yo, I go up that street, like, probably weekly, once to twice a week. Once every other week, like, once every 2 weeks, maybe twice sometimes. I don't speed up that street. Now, we've had issues here in Maryland with the speed cameras where, like, at least in Beemore, where they shut down the speed cameras for quite some time. It might have been, like, a year or 2 years. They shut them down for a while. People was having complaints. They were insufficient, you know, they weren't accurate, and people were getting tickets that didn't do anything, and they shut it down for a while. Now, I don't know. I want to say they, like, started dealing with a different company or something, but the speed cameras are back. And they're back with a vengeance because I got a ticket. And I'm sitting here like, yo, I don't speed. I surely don't speed up that street. Now, there are scenarios where I see, like, Everybody will be at the light, right? At the light, nobody's moving, and all of a sudden flashes go off. Literally, flashes. And I'm like, yo, ain't nobody doing nothing. Why is the speed camera going off? Why? I don't understand. And people are like, will get tickets, like, and be like, yo, I ain't do nothing. Like, just like me, like, I ain't do nothing. Like, how do I get a ticket? Now, my thing is like, yo, at the end of the day, at least when a police officer pulls you over, they can say, man, not only did I pick you up on my radar speeding, but I literally seen you just zoom past me, just like I could look with my eye and tell you that you were going too fast just from looking. Forget this piece of equipment I got. Forget this technology. I'm telling you, you were driving ridiculously. I seen it with my own eyes. Like, yes, you. And I have a lot more confidence in that than I do, like, the technology, because it can be faulty. There's been issues in, like, you know, all over the country where people will say, man, I ain't, like, no, this thing is inaccurate. Like, no, I didn't speed. You feel me? And it's like, yo, at the end of the day, if the equipment is faulty, like, unless we do our own investigation as citizens that can prove it from a scientific perspective, they're not going to be trying to hear that when you go to court and fight it. Your Honor, I wasn't speeding. Okay, did the ticket say you were speeding? Yeah. Okay, you got any proof? Well, I'm telling you that I wasn't speeding. Like, I know I never do. Like, it's not how I drive. Like, it has to be a mistake. And like, well, no, that's all the evidence you got? Okay, well, you can go ahead and pay your $80 with the court clerk or whatever. Like, oh, boy, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not trying to hear it. You're going to have to try to really prove it. You're probably going to need to, like, have access to the speed camera picture and zoom in and, you know, get different angles and try to show from a technical perspective that is technically impossible that you did the speed that they said. And it's like, if you don't have the access and the know-how for that, man, like, who's able to do that? Not many people. It's a very few. You probably can count on one hand in every city how many people can do that. So it's like, yo, we stuck. Like, I've been in traffic court before. You sit there and tell the judge, like, hey, man, no, I was, like, I didn't do blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay. Says who? Says me. Okay, well, you can pay your fine with the court clerk. Next case. Like, they're not trying to hear it. Like, they are not trying to hear it. Now, listen. I got some audio for y'all I'm about to play, right? And it's about a man actually here in Maryland who had to go to traffic court. And, you know, he actually, well, y'all hear for yourself. Y'all just listen up. It's not long at all. Y'all listen up. It's very interesting. It provides some perspective on what I'm talking about. So let's play this audio real quick with a man who got a speeding ticket from a hidden speed camera here in Maryland. Let's see how this went.
Candy, so many of us have been nailed by these speed cameras, and when we get the bad news later on in the mail, we often feel like we have no defense for it. Well, one local businessman here in Maryland has taken on this very camera, and he says he's won in court. They're out in plain view, but have nailed countless drivers, like Michael Mead.
How many times have you been caught by that camera?
About 8 or 9 times, and it's been very frustrating. Because I feel like I'm just going to work and coming back, and it's $40, $40, $40.
These cameras along Indian Head Highway are helping the town of Forest Heights, Maryland, rake in an estimated $2.9 million in revenue this year from speeding tickets, about half the town's projected budget. Will Foreman says some of that revenue is from bogus tickets.
I don't think they have a clue that they're every single day issuing false allegations against people that can't defend themselves.
Foreman says drivers from his auto supply shop have racked up about 40 speeding tickets over the past year. He says he's gotten 5 of them thrown out by 3 different judges. All 5 have been from this camera station.
if you were driving at that speed.
In each case, he's found his citation online and digitally superimposed the two pictures taken of the vehicle.
And then we could take a tape measure and stand in the middle.
The pictures are taken about a third of a second apart from a stationary camera. Foreman superimposes them and creates a single photo with both images of the same car on it. He measures the distance traveled in the elapsed time between the two images.
But when you show them that,
right,
that is effective. It shows, you know, that's indeed where the second the position of the vehicle in the second photograph. This is the position of the vehicle in the first photograph. That's how they relate to one another.
In the cases he's won, Foreman says he's proven that the vehicle couldn't have gone the distance measured at the speed the citation says, and he says the judges have expressed enough doubt to toss the tickets. When he took us to the scene, Foreman said he's complained to the local mayor and police chief that these cameras are inaccurate, but he says they've done nothing about it.
Neither the mayor nor the police chief of Forest Heights could go on camera with us, but the mayor said over the phone that the cameras at this location are calibrated correctly and calibrated every day. And she says they put this camera station here because of two pedestrian deaths along this road.
Contacted by CNN, a spokesman for the manufacturers of the cameras, OptoTraffic, emailed us saying the cameras are not intended to measure speed. They're just to confirm the car was there. He says the speed is measured by the sensor that is between 3.5 and 5 car lengths before the spot where the pictures are taken. And he says that sensor is accurate.
Will Foreman says he's no crusader and he's not trying to beat the system, but he says since word has gotten around that he's gotten his tickets thrown out, other local residents have come to him and asked him to help them fight their citations, and he's done whatever he could to help. Candy?
Sounds like he might have a side business. Thanks, Sharp.
So you see what I'm saying? Like, you heard like how the guy had to like zoom in and do measurements and all that. It's like, yo, who got time for that? Who has the ability, the know-how, you know, the resources for that? It's like, man, and at the end of the day, look what happened. The light is faulty. People are getting tickets and they're not speeding. Like I was telling y'all, man, like I will literally be at a light. Everybody's sitting still, and all of a sudden flashes go off. So I feel like, man, some of these people are probably really getting tickets, and everybody's sitting still. And it's like, oh, somebody got caught a ticket. Like, you just don't know. You don't know how faulty the equipment is. You don't know if people that's, like, maybe control it, that's, like, running scams, or the equipment is faulty. But at the end of the day, seeing lights, seeing flashes go off and nobody's doing nothing, that's just a red flag right there. It's a red flag. Like I told y'all, the speeding cameras here got shut down, you know, for like a while. I think it was like a few years. And, you know, I remember I even talking to 311, and I was like, yeah, I asked them a question. I forgot what that question was, but it had to do with the, like, speeding cameras. And they're like, oh, no, this speeding camera shut down. They've been shut down for a minute. I'm like, for real? So I guess it was overseas and people was free to speed if you wasn't in the county. And, you know, they brought him back and now people are getting tickets. But it's like, where's the justification? Like, all right, you're saying you're relying on this technology. It's not a person like a cop that would say, I saw it. Yes, Your Honor, that person was speeding because they nearly, the vibration from them riding past nearly push my car back. Like, they were definitely speeding. It's like a piece of equipment that's used, I don't know, laser technology, whatever. It's like, it's unjustified because you really can't really say for sure how efficient it is. And if it's faulty, it's like the risk of it being faulty ain't worth the reward, because all you're doing is finding us. Like, how is that going to, like, really, like, stop a person that's driving crazy? Anyway, if you think about it, it's like just a money scam. It's a money scam. Because at the end of the day, as a driver, you kind of use judgment based on your surroundings and your driving experience and just, you know what I mean, your ability to process the road. Like, most people aren't intentionally just speeding for the heck of it, unless it's, like, important, like, urgent. They really got to get somewhere. Like, most people, they're just cruising. Like, you don't naturally, as a driver, I've been driving for going on 20 years. Naturally, as a driver, like, when people aren't around and it's late And it's like, you know, not many people in the world, you're going to drive a little faster. It's a natural instinct. And then, boom, there you go, $60 ticket. And it's like, man, I didn't feel like I was speeding. Like, I was just kind of chilling. I wasn't trying to speed. I wasn't trying to, like, I wasn't really in no rush. I was just chilling. What? Where does this come from? Oh, this hidden speed camera. Now, not all cameras are hidden. Like, some of them right there at the light. And it's like, okay, well, we hate the speed cameras in general, but we'll at least, all right, we'll take it. It's at the intersection. Like, you're giving us a heads up, attention, warning, speed camera coming up. But these hidden speed cameras that are deceitfully hidden in bushes and behind poles and stuff to just send out tickets, you know, at will. It's like, yo, how messed up is that? How messed up is that? Like, if you really care about our safety, you know what I mean? Like, why not, like, have it where it's like, okay, somebody get caught on a speed camera, it's like, okay, well, send out a warning, like, hey, you were speeding on this road, da-da-da. You know, if it happens again, the fine will be like 25, then the third time, but it'll be more like that. Like, and then, like make it reasonable. But no, you just want to, like, you know, because a lot of times we don't even know. Like, we don't know the camera's dead. Y'all hiding them and stuff. Like, we don't know. And like I said, a lot of times we're just chilling, cruising. You know what I mean? Like, why not just do that? Like, why not make it as a way where it's not like robbery, where you're not robbing us? Like, most of us just getting by. And you're just taking this money from us. Like, we're just sitting here being reckless for no reason. Now, if you're a reckless driver, you deserve to be fined and have your license taken and all that. Most of us aren't reckless drivers. We're just chilling, processing the road as drivers, and, you know, just moving accordingly. You know? And it's just messed up. Because, see, if an officer pulls you over, the officer can say, you know what? I believe you, and you don't seem like, I don't get the vibe that, like, you were just, like, some speed demon or something. You seem like you really was just, you know, cruising and trying to get where you had to get, but I don't feel like, you know, I've seen officers do that before. Like, all right, I'm going to cut you some slack. There is no slack with cameras. It's like, boom, here's a ticket. Ticket is coming to mail. All right, you got 2 weeks to pay it. Then they don't even give you no time. Like, they don't give you 30 days. You got 2 weeks, 10 days. Like, what? Man, we got kids and bills and responsibilities, and you're not even going to give us no real time? 10 days? Like, really? Like, yo. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's absurd, you know, and it's nothing but a money-making scam. It's nothing but a money-making scam. It's nothing but a money making scam. All right, y'all. All right, and we got to pay these speed tickets. All right, well, where's that money going? Y'all putting it back into fixing the neighborhoods, fixing the streets, you know, feeding the homeless, like making our cities better. Like, what are y'all doing with it? But where's that money? What's the cause is it going to? Hidden, deceitfully. Like, if you let us know the cameras are there, that's the number one way to get us to stop speeding right there. Like, I mean, Every block, every intersection, every road that has a camera, it should have to, by law, be announced. Like, okay, warning, speed camera coming up. You know, speed camera this area, like speed camera the next block. You know what I mean? We should know where all the speed cameras are. Obviously, we know the red light cameras are at the intersections. But I'm just saying, you know, like, and I don't even like, I'm okay with the red light thing because that's so intentional. Like, for that light to be red and for you to, like, go through a red light when it's red, you know, that's more, like, intentional. And that's just one of those situations where it's, like, because the light was yellow, you thought you had enough time to get through it, and by the time you get through it, you end up getting flashed because the timing was off a little bit. Then that would be, like, I think that's unfair, too. You know, in that situation. But that's so minor compared to what we're talking about now, these speed cameras, because they're hidden. You know, they're deceiving us. They're taking our money. And most of the time, like, you know, man, you don't know if and when the equipment is faulty. You don't know if or when it's faulty. And it's unfair. And we're citizens. You know what I mean? Like, the working class and taxpaying citizens are what, you know, the heartbeat of the country and what makes things function. Like, why you want to penalize us when we're working hard, trying to take care of our families and just getting by? Like, why? Why? You know what I mean? Like, as a driver, you know, it, like, it kind of sucks because it's like, man, it's like all this stupid stuff with toll booths and, oh, I need to go to this road every day for work or whatever, but it's a $6 toll booth back and forth. Like, man, between that and hitting speed cameras, trying to find ways to finesse me out of money. You know what I mean? That if you want to park downtown in your city, is, I don't know about y'all's city, but parking downtown in my city is ridiculous. You know what I mean? Super dumb, retarded rates for no reason. Oh, you're downtown, so we're taxing you. Like, what? Why? I am a citizen here. I was born and raised here. Why? Like, it's frustrating. Why? 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 Why, man? Like, we got stuff we got to do. You know what I mean? Not everybody's a doctor, a lawyer, or a judge, or even them sometimes, even they sometimes got a lot on their plate, you know, might be taking care of their whole family just getting by. Nobody got time for that, man. Nobody got time for that. Oh, but then if you're a police, you can just put your siren on and go right through the red light, and you straight. I've seen police do that. They'll put their siren on, go through the red light, and turn the siren off, and just finish driving. I'm like, wow, like, thanks for rubbing it in our face. Thanks a lot, you know. I'm just like, yo, at the end of the day, I'm just here to, like, I know a lot of y'all feel me. Not maybe all of y'all agree, but I know some of y'all do. And for the ones who do, that's what I'm doing this for. I'm a voice for y'all tonight, man. It's ridiculous. And I know I'm not the only one that feel like this. I know I'm not the only one fed up. I know I'm not. And yes, this is a rant, and it's definitely a rant because I don't have anybody else to give feedback, so I'm the only one talking. It's definitely a rant. But if you read the description, I pretty much said it was going to be a rant anyway. It is. Like, I'm highly irritated. Like, I got a $40 ticket. Understand? That's due in, like, 10 days, like, from the day that it was sent to me. No 30 days, no 45 days, 10 days. You know what I mean? And it's like, yo, how you know that I just didn't pay my bills and stuff and I don't have it? Now I got to try to plead with the court and hope y'all grant me an extension. Maybe y'all will, maybe y'all won't. It should automatically be, like, 30, like, 45 days. Like, you know what I mean? And it should, like, be, like, you know, where you can break it down into monthly installments. Like, I understand it's only 40, but all right, maybe, like, you know, all right, well, you can do, like, a six-month payment plan, but if it's only 40, you can say, all right, well, we'll let you do four payments of $10. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. Like, you don't know what somebody got going on their plate. You know what I mean? Like, people who got... Man, people got it hard, man. You know what I mean? A lot of us in poverty, man. A lot of us are in poverty. We don't can't, like, car insurance is high. Gas is high. Gas keep going up. You want to charge me $3 a gallon for gas, you know. Then you want to find ways to finesse me out of money, speeding tickets and hitting speeding cameras. That had you announced that it was there, had I known it was there, I probably would have drove, you know, I probably would have caught that and made sure. Like, you know, because it's like, you know, when you're just riding, cruising, you're not really looking. Now, all my drivers out there, y'all got to feel me on this. When you're driving, you're not looking at every street to try to see the speed limit. Certain streets, especially the more unfamiliar streets, you glance at it and say, okay, this is the speed limit. Let me adjust accordingly. But you're not doing that at every street. You know what I mean? So it's not that difficult to, like, end up, like, you know, riding, like, slower or faster on certain streets, mostly, like, faster. Most of us ain't trying to drive like Miss Daisy. We got places to go. But we're not necessarily speeding, driving reckless. We're just cruising. There we go with this hidden speed camera and this ticket coming out of nowhere. You know what I mean? And it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It is a scam. It's a scam, man. I'm pissed off. Cause I got a $40 ticket that I got to pay. You know what I mean? And I got real life stuff going on right now. I ain't got time for this. You know what I mean? I ain't got time for this, man. I got other business to tend to. I don't have time to be paying speed tickets. You know? And like I told y'all, Like, I don't speed. Like, I know what street they're talking about. I'm very familiar with it. I'm up and down it quite frequently enough. And, like, I don't speed up that street. Like, I find it very hard to believe that I did. They're saying, okay, let me look at this. Let me look at this. They're saying I did 44 in the 30. I don't do 44 and 30 mile per hour speed zone. I don't do it. It just doesn't happen. Like, this is a street that I've been going up and down variously throughout my driving years. I'm familiar with it. I have no reason to do 44 in the street. I have no reason. I don't believe it. Far as I'm concerned, faulty equipment or a scam, I have no way. I don't have the ability to do what the guy from the audio that I played for y'all did, where he was able to break it down frame by frame. I don't have the ability or the know-how to do that. And that's probably the only way I could avoid paying it. So I got to suck it up and pay it. I would feel so much more confident with an officer saying, hey, sir, you were just speeding. Oh, my bad, officer. Like, I ain't realize it. Like, for real, I was doing this? Oh, man, I'm so sorry. I really didn't realize it. Like, you know what I mean? Just let me talk with him and reason. If you still want to give me a ticket, so be it. But, like, he saw it with his own eyes, plus he had his equipment or whatever. And it's like, all right, now we got two sources, his own eyes, his own judgment, right, plus the actual equipment. And it's like, all right, well, that's a lot more believable at that point. No, you want to rely strictly on this stupid, faulty, lying, scam equipment. Raping us for our money, man. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man. You know what I mean? It really, really is. It really pisses me off to the 10th degree. It really does. There's no justification. It's like, where's the justification? You're just getting the money from us. How is that teaching us anything other than y'all raping us? That's it. Like, that's all it's doing. Where's that money going to? What cause is it going to? Is it being used to help the community, to help the citizens? We got a lot of homeless people out here. You going to feed them with the money? What you going to do? What are you going to do with it? You know what I mean? You going to hire more police to help make our neighborhood safe? Like, what are you going to do with it? What? It's BS. It's a bunch of baloney. It really is. It really, really is. And I'm very pissed right now. Because I got a $40 speeding ticket. And I know people are probably like, $40. Man, I had $120. Well, they said I was doing 44, not 80. Like, some of y'all was doing like 80. It's like, damn. Now, you were doing 80, and I say a 40 mile. I was like, damn, you went 40 miles over the speed limit. That's extreme. I ain't even gonna lie. That's extreme in that situation. I wasn't doing nothing crazy like that. You know what I mean? And I just, at the end of the day, I just feel like it's just like we shouldn't like use technology to try to like milk us for our money. You know what I mean? Because as the audio I just displayed, this technology is not foolproof. None really is foolproof. I'm just saying it has a history of being inaccurate. And if it's inaccurate, think about how much money that the system is milking from us. Millions annually, probably billions. Forget millions, billions. I mean, you're talking about the whole U.S., billions annually, billions. You know what I mean? 300 million people here, man, and more than half the country drives, you know? So, I mean, it's like, yo, yeah, man, I had to get that out, y'all. Like, I had to get that out. I had to get that out. It's frustrating, y'all. It really, really is. It's not even just about me. I know so many people are going through this. It's unfair. It's ridiculous. It's unconstitutional to do this to us. Steady finding ways to, like, get money from us. You know what I mean? Like, to just scam us. Like, you know, just unconstitutional stuff. Like, it's crazy. Well, you know, I got plans for some, you know, a number of topics, interesting topics coming up. you know. So I want y'all to definitely be listening out and stay tuned in. Like, stay connected with me, y'all. Like, y'all got to, like, hit me on Facebook. It's realtalkradio@gmail.com. You know what I mean? Y'all got to hit me up, man. Y'all got to stay up with me, man, because I got some intriguing stuff coming, topics and stuff. But on top of that, I do take feedback from people. I take into consideration. Also, remember, this is a live show where we can take live callers. You know what I mean? So, y'all stay connected with me, because if you want to participate, you can hit me. Now, you could shoot me an inbox on Facebook or email, like, hey, Tay, I know you got this blah, blah, blah topic coming up. I know, like, you're talking about whatever. Like, you know what I mean? You're talking about the school system. United States has a poor school system. Like, why? Why does the United States have a poor public school system, right? And then that's the topic. And it's like, well, you're a former teacher yourself. You want to chime in. You can hit me, like, shoot an email or inbox, like, hey, man, I would love to, like, get my insight on it, you know, share my perspective. And it's like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? Like, so y'all don't even got to wait till the show ends, which typically is Tuesdays at 10 o'clock. You know, I plan on keeping it that way, but, you know, this is a little hectic right now, you know what I mean? And I plan on definitely getting things in order, but I'm definitely going to try my best to start airing weekly on time at 10 on Tuesdays. I'm going to do my best to do that, you know what I mean? Yeah, so y'all just stay in tune with me, man. Y'all hit me, like, y'all get at me. Like, hit the inbox, shoot the email, let me know if you got a cousin who's a dope author who I should bring on, let me know, or aspiring model, rapper, singer, or just a, you know, average Joe with a opinion you feel passionately about, and we covering this topic tonight. Hey, holler at me, like, you know what I mean? You could be a caller, you could be a guest co-host, maybe, depending on the topic and what's going on, like, all of that, you know what I mean? So, very interactive, you know what I mean? My listeners, y'all are, you know, welcome to be a part. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm here, and, you know, I do this because I know y'all out there listening. I know this will allow my voice to live on long after me. You know what I mean? That's something that it's very important to me. You know, I love having a voice and having a platform. So when I'm gone, my kids can, like, you know, hear my words and understand how I felt and my perspective. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, definitely some stuff coming, interesting topics coming. I'm working on something big. If it falls through, it's going to be huge. Looking forward to that. You know, I keep y'all posted with that, you know. And, man, yeah, man, just, you know, just on here trying to give y'all that talk, man. I mean, co-host or no co-host, I plan on giving y'all all I got, man. Like, you know, pretty much, I'm like the sugar daddy of this, you know what I mean? I'm going to give you everything I got to, like, you know, make this thing work. You know what I mean? For real. I give y'all my word on that. And I, like, I'm highly inspired by other people who do this, other podcasters. I really am. You know, highly inspired. You know, so shout out to all the other podcasters out there doing that thing, dropping that dope content, inspiring me and others to push as hard as we can to deliver that great content, you know, so keep y'all entertained. You know, so with that said, I'm about to get out of here. I missed y'all, man. I'm glad I was able to have this discussion. I'm glad I was able to tell y'all what's been going on and keep it a buck with y'all, so y'all can feel where I'm coming from and understand what's happening and understand that, like, I'm doing the best I can, and with the personal life stuff and not having help and anything and all that stuff, it's just like all that stuff ties in and plays a role with my absence. But I'm here, and I don't plan on going anywhere. And I plan on continuing to use this platform to do the things I've been doing, have discussions I've been having, guests, you know what I mean, display people's talents, and have these locker rooms / coffee shop discussions, you know what I mean? And, you know, pretty much just keep pushing. You know, next year will be 6 years, and I plan on doing that and then getting to 10 years and just keep going. Like, the show don't stop, man, like, by all means. And like I was telling y'all, I plan on getting that YouTube popping too, but that's probably what's just like, you know, when you don't have nobody, man, it's just all on you. It's just, I got to get things in order. So I want to get that YouTube back popping, like, you know, and I will in due time, but, you know, all in due time, man. We just going to let the process play out, not going to overwork myself and, you know what I mean, make myself frustrated, you know what I mean. We're going to take it step by step, day by day, and we will get there. So, wow, y'all. It really takes a lot of energy to do a show by yourself. It really does. Nizzy used to hate that. Like, Nizzy, can you get on for me tonight? And I be on like an hour later. Like, what? And I got to talk by myself? This is why she didn't like that. Because, like, yo, it takes so much energy. There's nobody else to talk. You got no time to breathe or nothing. You just talk, talk, talk. Some people take breaks. Y'all notice I don't take a lot of breaks. I play one song a night. Like, no, I'm going to give y'all this content. Y'all want to hear songs. I know y'all can go on Spotify or Tidal or iTunes or YouTube, Pandora, whatever. Like, y'all want to hear talking. Y'all want to hear me talk that talk. That's what I'm here to do, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. So with that said, man, it's your boy Tay Real. It's Real Talk Radio. I'm out of here. I'll catch y'all next time. Thank y'all so much for rocking with me, and please continue to rock with me. I'm going to give y'all all I got, I promise.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Tay Real, and right now you're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. You can catch It's Real Talk Radio by logging on to itsrealtalkradio.com. It's Real Talk Radio is now on your favorite podcasting sites, including iTunes and Stitcher. Just go to search and type in It's Real Talk Radio. You can find us on all our social media platforms by searching It's Real Talk Radio at gmail.com. Our call-in number is 347-838-9540. Why listen to us? Because we give you real talk with real people. It's Real Talk Radio. We're not just a brand. We're a family. But most importantly, we keep it real. Hashtag, it just got real.
Thank you for listening to It's Real Talk Radio. You can catch us every week live on Blog Talk Radio by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/TayReal or by calling 347-838-9540. Unable to catch the live show? No problem. You can hear all of our archive shows on blogtalkradio.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. If you're interested in being a guest, you can email us or contact us on social media at itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. It's Real Talk Radio, but not just a brand.